This is the instrument we call D3. It's a D8 advanced Bruker diffractometer with a Da Vinci design. And I want to show you a few buttons and lights in the front of the instrument. This is the button to open the front door. If you push it, it will click the door open. If you wait too long, it will click the door close again. So you need to click, push it, and then open the door gently. This button here turns on and off the lights inside the hatch. And now if we go to this side, we have two lights. One is the status light. It will go blue when the data are collected, or red if there is a problem with the instrument. This light here, as well as these lights on the side of the instrument, show you that the X-rays are on. Finally, there are two emergency stop buttons on each side of the instrument. And you don't press it to stop a data collection, please. But we invite you to press it if you see smoke coming out of the instrument. That happens very rarely, but it may happen. Or water coming out of the instrument on the floor. And that would be the cooling pipe system that has a problem and it's leaking. So in those cases, yes, please press the stop button and let us know about it. This is the inside of the instrument. Just a few words about the elements of the instrument. Here is the X-ray tube. There are some lights on the tube. And here on the side of the instrument that tell you that the X-rays are on, the shutter is closed. These are the primary optics. Here is where your sample will sit for the data collection. This is the knife edge, which cuts a lot of the background. These are the secondary optics, and that's the detector. Now, your sample holder must be loaded on one of these carousels or columns. Please make sure that the sample holder sits nicely in its slot and it's not tilted in any way. Okay. Once that you're sure about that, you can load it in any of these positions, A, B, C, D, or F. Just slide it in, and you press this button to load it. Now you can close the door of the instrument, and you're ready to start the data collection. You want to collect the data now. Just before that, in case you want to leave the instrument unattended during the data collection, please remember to fill this form for each carousel that you load with information about the safety for your sample. Now, you're going to need Diffrac Measurement Center. We're going to start this program. Login name user 1 and password is xrd.123. In the Commander tab, you have a view of the instrument, of all the instrumental settings. And you can also use it to make experimental parameter files, which is what we're going to do now. So we're going to set a few variables. We want the sample to rotate around phi while the data are collected. So we'd set it to 30 rotations per minute. I make sure that the air scatterer is set to automatic. The primary optics set to fixed sample illumination. My sample length is 5 millimeters, so I tick that 2, and I set it to 5 millimeters. The secondary optics are set to opening degree, and if you set it to 3.5 millimeters, it means that you're 3.5, sorry, degrees, it means that you're using the whole length of the detector. Make sure that voltage and current are set to 40-40. And here, you may want to change in depending on your data analysis need. Now, we want to make a phase ID analysis in this case. So we want to go from 5 degrees to 70 degrees into theta with a step size of 0.04 degrees. Time per step, 0.4 will give you plenty of counting. And this analysis is going to take between 11 and 12 minutes. Now I'm going to save this as an experimental parameter file. So I'm going to file, I open file, save experiment, and I save it in my folder. Go experiments. Okay, and I previously made a folder for today. So that I'm going to overwrite to the file I previously made. So that goes from 5 to 70 with a 0.04 degree per step, 0.4 second per step, 30 rotation per minute, fixed sample illumination set at 5 millimeters, automatic knife edge, and the whole thing takes 11 minutes and 32 seconds. So I'll save it. I'll overwrite this file I created earlier. Now, if I go to start jobs, I need a sample position. We loaded our sample, we put our sample holders in slot number 1, column D. Experiment name is the file we just saved. So I go to experiments. You should have a folder with your name. There it is. Then you need to save the data. So I go to result file name. So this time we go to results. And you should have a folder also under results. Here is the file I created earlier. So I will just call this sample 1 run 2. Make sure that your validate experiments before start is ticked so that the program checks that all the optics on the loaded on the instrument are in agreement with your experimental parameter file. And then you press start. At the end of the analysis, you will want to recover your sample. So you open the door, unlock the carousel, slide it out, and close the door again. Now, we are going to modify your file. For modifying files, the wizard is the best place. So you can load, open previously created experimental parameter files and change a few things if you need to. For example, let me open the file. You may want to modify the sample length. or the two-theta range, or the step size on a file that you previously created. You need to click on DaVinci down here. That is the view on your file, okay? And in under all these boxes, you have settings that you may want to change. For example, you may want to change the sample length here to 15 millimeters. And then you may want to change the two-theta range to something broader than that, so maybe up to 120 degrees in two-theta. And then you can save these under Wizard, save as